We are up to Perek Chet, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Chapter 8, Mishnah 11, says the Mishnah, continuing in this discussion that we began yesterday about this, like, wastewater that you want to throw out, says the Mishnah, Shtei Diyutaos Zokenegedzo. Let's say you have two buildings, like two upper stories of two buildings that are opposite each other, and yeah, and so again, so it's like two parallel buildings, and we're talking about the second story now that is parallel to the other second story, and you have a chatzer that's less than 4 square amos between these two buildings, miksasan asu uka, and some people made an uka, right? This is cesspool. So some people made an uka, miksasan lo asu uka, and some did not make an uka, did not make a cesspool. So what are we saying over here? So you have these two parallel apartments, you can imagine, two parallel buildings across from each other, and one side made an uka, they have a cesspool, and the other side did not have an uka. So again, you can pour indirectly into this uka, no problem. Or rather, you can pour it to this uka, and it could indirectly go into the Rosh HaRabim, right? We're not as concerned about that. And the concern would be really from the other side, because they don't have an uka. So what are you doing in this situation? So exactly like you would think, Esha Asu Uka Mutarn, those who have a cesspool, those who have the uka, are allowed to pour the wastewater onto the floor of the second story, so that it could fall into the uka in the courtyard. Meaning, you can fall it throw it out onto the marpest or whatever, let it drip down into the chatzer, and it'll go into the uka. The eshalo asu uka asurin, but those who didn't make an uka, it's prohibited for them to pour the water into the chatzer on Shabbos, even if they're doing it indirectly, because what might happen? Because they might come to carry the water down into the chatzer and pour it directly into the uka. So why is this a problem? Because we're talking about a case over here where there's no air of the chatzeros, so you can't bring it down and bring it to the chatzer. So they would have a violation of this prohibition without an Erev, and therefore the rabbi said you cannot do this. That brings us to the end of Mishnah, of Perek Chet, now starting Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. So we know that in general, when one wants to carry from one house to another house in the courtyard, or one wants to carry to the chatzer, to the house, whatever it is, you need what's called an Erev Chatzeros to diminish all these problems. However, there are lots of other questions about what might be considered part of the same rishus, or what might be considered a different rishus in general. So let's see exactly what the Mishnah has to say. Excuse me. Kol gago sa'ir rishus achas. All of the roofs and the rooftops of the city, they're considered like one rishus. So meaning you can carry from one roof to another roof, no problem on Shabbos. No need any sort of eruv. Regardless of what's going on with the chatzer or the houses, you can carry from one roof to another, no problem. As long as one rooftop is not going to be 10 tzvachim higher or 10 tzvachim lower than the other rooftop. So when you're going from one to the other, it has to be within 10 tzvachim height-wise. That's what Rabbi Meir says. Say that each of these roofs are separate rishus. They're separate domains, because we essentially treat them like the houses that they're a part of. So if you have a house, obviously you can't carry from that house to another house without an eruv. So of course you can't carry from one roof to another, because the roof is considered part of the house, is a separate domain from the other roof. Rabbi Shimon Omer Echad Gagos Echad Chatzeros VeEchad Karpefos. So Rabbi Shimon has the most makel opinion. He says rooftops, courtyards, and carpaves, right? Carpaves are these like enclosed areas that are not used as like a living space, as a living space. All three of these things, rishos achas, are all considered one domain. Unbelievable, because they aren't used in a regular way. They're not used regularly, and so one can carry from one of them even to another one without an eruv. So this applies, obviously, only when you have kelim that began Shabbos inside of one of these areas, and not kelim that started Shabbos inside of a house. Because they're inside a house, then already you got to bring it from the house rishos to one of these other rishos. But since you're not doing that, if it started Shabbos inside of the house, and you have to bring it out to the chatzer, then clearly it did not start Shabbos inside the chatzer itself, so you can't bring it to another chatzer, you can't bring it to another rooftop, etc. However, if it started Shabbos in one chatzer, then you can bring it to another chatzer, no problem, or another rooftop, or another carpet, no problem at all. Okay, so that brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph in Perek Tes. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Beis, but for now, we'll stop right here.